Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 335 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you this week. Coming up on the show, we'll have music from Hannah and the Broken Hearts, and a couple of tunes from them, and also Natter with Hannah on the phone. Louis Johnson is going to pop in and tell us all about his Christmas card making in aid of Compton Hospice. And we're going to try and get Grace Ruston on the phone to talk to us too there. We'll also be having a chat with director of the Gatties Community Space, Maria Billington, on the phone to let us know all about a couple of events in the run-up to Christmas. That's on the way a bit later on. And also we'll be hearing from David Tristram all about the brand new Doreen DVD. But first of all, White Christmas comes to Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from the 1st of December, and I've been catching up with some of the gang. We'll have some music throughout the show from the performers in rehearsal, and we'll be meeting some of the main stars in a moment or two. But first of all, Alison Norton is chairman of South Staff's Musical Theatre Company, and she joins me now to talk Christmas. Hello.
Hi there, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, usually you're on the other side of things as a critic for the Express and Star. So it's unusual for you, I suppose, when you are putting your productions together as chair of South Staff's Musical Theatre.
Yes, I do a little bit of both. Obviously, I watch professional shows and critic, but also running South Staff's. So I'm on both sides of the stage.
And this time, are you literally on the stage?
I am on the stage, yes. I'm not tap dancing because I'm far too old now.
Not at all.
But I am in the chorus and just sort of enjoying myself on stage, yeah.
So tell me a bit about how you came to select White Christmas as your production for 2015.
Well, the rights became available and the show hasn't been done by amateurs at all until this year. There was a professional production of it at the Dominican Theatre last year, and it was at the Lowry the year before up in Manchester. But as soon as the rights became available, I knew that it would sell well. I knew it was a festive favourite, that it would hopefully fill the theatre, which it almost has. And I just knew it would be great family entertainment at Christmas time.
Well, you are at the Grand just before the Panto. It's the 1st through to the 5th of December. And it's going to be an absolute family treat, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait to get started on it. And we know the reaction from audiences is going to be amazing.
So give us a few of the song highlights.
Well, it is an amazing score. It includes I Love a Piano, Happy Holidays, Let Yourself Go, Sisters, of course, which is a very famous duet, and, of course, White Christmas itself.
Yeah, absolute classics. And when it comes to doing this sort of thing, it's not a cheap game, is it? Because although you don't pay your performers, it is rather expensive to put something on stage like this.
It is very expensive. The cost of this show is around £90,000. So as you can see, you know, it's a big production. But we're hoping that we will make a small profit on it.
And that, of course, gets played back into the next production and making sure you've got a bit of a buffer so you can book theatres and be ready for 2016 and the performances you have planned for then.
That's right. Next year we're doing a new musical, 9 to 5, which is written by Dolly Parton. And it's a real comedy. And again, it's the first time it's been released for amateur production, so we're looking forward to that as well.
And it is good to see these things that maybe have done a national tour being turned over to the hands of those who are just passionate about theatre.
Absolutely. We just wait and wait for the rights for some of these shows to be released, because obviously Amdram is very much centred around the Oklahomas, the carousels, and it's nice to have something new and challenging to look forward to.
And it brings a show to a different audience as well. And it can be very often some of the kids who are in these things. It could be the first time they've even heard some of these songs.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got two little girls in the cast who are alternating each night playing Susan. And they've been working really hard at their songs. But as you say, they will have never have heard some of these. And in fact, some of our younger dancers, anybody over the age of probably 25 won't have heard them.
So how many are actually involved in this production? Because I've already walked past rehearsals and it's absolutely rammed in there.
Yeah, there's probably 45 of us on stage. But as a company, because we've got a lot of backstage help as well, there's probably 70 of us in total.
And that's probably then in addition to those who aren't actually involved in this production because maybe their skill sets aren't needed. So as an organisation, you're a big happy family.
Yes, we are absolutely a happy family. The atmosphere is incredible. And I've been here now for 33 years and I've got friends.
It's not possible, surely.
Oh, it is, trust me. And I've got friends that I made when I was a child and they're still here. And, you know, it is one huge happy family.
Where can people find out more about South Staff's?
They can look on our website, which is www.southstaffsmtc.co.uk. They can contact the Grand Theatre box office on 01902 429212 to book tickets, or visit grandtheatre.co.uk as well.
Yeah, and if you pop along to the website, you can even print your tickets at home. But it's going to be a brilliant time. I think I have to say break a leg at this point, as is traditional. But from the 1st through to the 5th of December, the Grand Theatre belongs to South Staffs Musical Theatre.
Thank you, Jason. That's brilliant. Thanks.
Got Luke and Becky with me now, two of the stars of the show. Hello.
Hello.
So, Becky, first of all, tell me about your role in this one.
So, my role, I'm named Judy, and I am a sister with Betty. We run our own duo and perform Sisters, the well-known song.
So, but performances within a performance, that always gets confusing.
It's very confusing, yes. But we basically go on a trip. We've been booked for the holidays, and we go to Vermont, where it's nice and snowy, or so we think. And we meet a lovely pair of men out there.
Is one of those Luke?
Yeah.
Okay. Luke! I didn't mean to sound quite a surprise, mate. So tell me a bit about your role, apart from obviously looking pretty.
Well, yeah, obviously. So I play Phil Davis, who is part of the duo Wallace and Davis, who were in the army together, and they've made the big time back in the 50s in America. And basically, Phil's a bit of a ladies' man, and he's caught up with Judy Haynes, who he becomes a little bit infatuated by, and they sort out between them this whole trick to get Betty and Judy up to Vermont and get them basically doing a double act with the boys.
In this whole production, obviously, there's the teasing about a bit of snow. And we don't want any spoilers on whether it snows at all during White Christmas. I have a few good guesses. Yeah. But
we're dreaming of it.
Again, we won't ask for the musical number just yet. But I mean, it's one of those films that probably your grandparents, maybe even great-grandparents, have watched it when they were younger. And is it something you've been brought up on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, one of the main reasons for me doing this is that it's a massive, massive part of my family. So my granddad, he died in 1999, but he used to sing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas all the time. So I've got goosebumps now, as soon as the song comes on, it's kind of like our family's song. So I'm kind of doing it because of that. And I've always loved the musical because it's been through the family for so long, so.
And they're all songs that you probably know. It's going to be on the radio at Christmas several times.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We all love it.
I think in the show as well, there's lots of songs that you might not realise you know, but that come up and you're like, oh yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
I mean, someone like Sisters, I hadn't realised that was in the show.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because I haven't seen the show yet. I'm very much looking forward to seeing it. And highlights of the show for you?
Ooh. You'll have to come and find out.
But which bit do you enjoy most? Because you'll be doing a bit of tap dancing?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of tap dancing in it. I think probably my favourite is I Love a Piano, which is our number, which is lots of fun.
Yes, our duet.
It's a special moment.
It is a very special moment, yes.
Looking lovey-dovey into his eyes.
Yes, tap dancing on a piano.
You get it all.
I know. The works.
And I've got Lexi and Simon with me now. Lexi, hello.
Hello.
So, what do you do in this?
I play the more serious kind of part of the duo of Betty and Judy. I'm the older sibling, the one who's very cynical about things and very sensible.
But I bet you still get some blinding musical numbers and some fantastic dance routines.
Yes, I have a fabulous diva number. It's absolutely fabulous. I love performing it. It's Love You Didn't Do Right By Me. I'm sure some people recognise that from the film.
It's quite a treat to sing as well.
It is. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever sung. It gives me shivers every time I sing it. So it's beautiful. And the dance that we've choreographed to it as well is really, really beautiful.
So that's something to look forward to. Yeah. And Simon, you're obviously dancing along aside at this point, I'm guessing, at somewhere.
Trying to, yes.
is that something that comes naturally to you? Because you'd be a big, tall bloke, arms, legs flailing everywhere, surely.
Exactly. They do need to take life insurance out when I'm around, so that they can stage insurance. But yeah, I have done a bit of dancing in the past, but I haven't actually tap danced since I was about 18. I'm 37, so this was quite a challenge, but I've risen to the challenge, and it's all good fun.
And the show for you, what does it mean to you?
Again, White Christmas, Christmas time tradition. It's absolutely fantastic. I think it's a mainstay in every home, isn't it? With the TV, Boxing Day or Christmas Day, White Christmas on there. So it's a privileged, great thing to be doing, doing the show and being part of it.
It's one that you've got to enjoy. But what's it been like? Because you've been rehearsing this for months now. So surely you were doing this back in July as well.
Oh, yeah. Doing this all back in July. But it's really good. It's really going on really well.
Mm. Yeah, you were a little bit scared. I was like, oh gosh, am I allowed to sing White Christmas in June?
I'm sure Slade probably recorded their Christmas classics in the middle of August.
So, we've been singing it since like June, and at the moment nothing's happened, touch wood.
It's because you're doing it for a very, very
we're doing
good
it for
reason.
A specific thing, yeah. And I mean, as I say, the show, similar to Becky actually with her granddad, I dedicated it to my granddad as well, so because he absolutely adored this show. Mm. And he died last year, so yeah. It's a great way.
So it's like no pressure on me for singing White Christmas, because a granddad did a good job of it then. I need to.
At least bring some vocal challenges as well. And it must be nice being able to approach someone like this under the directorship of South Staffs, because they're a brilliant theatre company, however long you've been with them. So you are part of the family, but it is a place to nurture talent.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, if it wasn't for South Staffs, I would never have had any of these opportunities that I've been given. I mean, they've just, the experience that they've allowed me to have doing plays like Oliver and Rent and things like that, it's honestly amazing. I couldn't thank them more.
Diverse.
I mean, there's a mixture of young and old, and it's just brilliant. It's a family. It is a family, and it's just wonderful to be a part of.
We did Oliver Twist, didn't we? And then Oliver, and then, you know, that's a family, again, a family classic sort of thing, family favourite. And then to Rent, which is obviously a bit more controversial, you know, a bit
more of a cult musical, I'd say.
Yeah, cult musical. And then onto White Christmas, so it's a fantastic company. They do like all challenges and meet everything head on.
Well, very much looking forward to seeing the show from the 1st through to the 5th of December. 01902 429212 if you want to book your tickets. You'll need to do it quick because I know they're selling fast. Or pop along to grandtheatre.co.uk where you can print them at home as well. But guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you there.
Let's take some music now from Hannah and the Broken Hearts. This is from the EP, Flying Too High. What goes up must come down.
You leave me alone, you don't even phone. Carefree as a bird in the sky. Remember what goes up, it must come down. Baby, you've been flying too high. It's all over town, you're getting around. And I'm not gonna sit at home and cry. Remember what goes up, it must come down. Baby, you've been flying too high. You ought to get your walking papers, but now it's too late. Then you break down my gate to ring my front doorbell. So go have your fling, I know you dare miss a thing. I'll see you down earth by and by. Remember what goes up, it must come down. Maybe you've been flying too high.
From the EP Flying Too High. And the owner of that there music is Hannah Johnson from Hannah and the Broken Hearts, who joins me now. Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm getting by. Thank you very much. So what's going on in the world of Hannah and the Broken Hearts?
Well, we are excited to be playing at the Dog and Doublet this Friday in Wolverhampton.
Yeah, you're on at 9 o'clock.
We are. We're playing two sets. We are returning. I think we were there a few months ago and had a lot of fun.
Well, it's a great little venue, a lovely little place to be, down on North Street in Wolverhampton, WV1 1RD, if you're looking for a postcode to get yourself down there. And they're really big on the music, aren't they? Because on Thursday nights, they've got the open mic session, and then on Friday nights, they have an artist down there, and it makes it a really nice venue.
Yeah, I mean, it's a free event, which is just fantastic. And I know that JP and Jade are working so hard. They're so passionate about promoting live music in Wolverhampton. And I've seen the lineup of the bands, and they're choosing just great stuff. So, you know, really do get down there if you get a chance. It's a great little boozer. They've got a fine whiskey selection, I think I remember.
Which you should be putting to good use after you've performed your set. Yes, that's the way we like it. So tell us a bit more about...
after I play.
Sorry, you always do. Yeah. Any particular favourites?
Whiskey?
Yeah.
Well, they have one there that's a bullet whiskey, which I've had in America. It's a bourbon that they do, but there's a rye version, which I recommend they buy. But I'm a Jameson girl. I like Jameson.
Oh, don't blame you. That's quality stuff, that is. Have you right? If you're gonna get bored, I know we're not supposed to be plugging alcohol here. If you don't only, you know, always drink sensibly. But Wild Turkey bourbon, absolutely gorgeous. Give that a try sometime.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation. Yeah. Only for Hannah, who's old enough to drink. The rest of you, you can do what you want to. So let's get back to the music then. How did the band come about?
Well, I've been playing for a long time with my dad and my sister in a band called the Toy Hearts, which some people might remember us from. And more recently, in the last year, we've branched out and I've got the chance to play more honky-tonk and traditional country music. We were playing more Western swing before and bluegrass. So I'm just really excited to be playing some of the songs that I grew up listening to that are just kind of real my thing. I've got a great lineup of musicians that I'm working with. Chris Shirley is a fantastic guitarist. And then my dad is playing pedal steel guitar. I play guitar and mandolin and sing. And then we have upright bass as well. So I'm excited, yeah. It'll be a good night, I hope.
Well, if you fancy the bit of sound of that and you're liking the tunes that we're playing, get yourself down there Friday night at the Dog and Doublet in Wolverhampton, and well worth a little look. Free to get in. Obviously, you can buy yourself a drink and you can buy Hannah a whiskey after the gig. So that'll all be good. You've got to get paid somehow for these things. So a fantastic night to be had. 9 o'clock is where it gets going. And as I mentioned, there's the open mic night every Thursday night as well. And that's 9 o'clock as well. So if you want to get yourself down there for the Dog and Doublet for that one. But give us your website for all your music and where we can get hold of it.
Well, you can check out my new website, which should be up and running soon, which is hjbrokenhearts.com. And also, before that's up and running, I've been featuring everything on the Toy Hearts website, which is thetoyhearts.com. Same. And we're on Facebook and Twitter and all that jazz. There's all links on those websites.
We just need to Google you, really, don't we?
Google is a powerful thing.
It'll find you wherever you are, probably with a bottle of whiskey in your hand. But yeah, that's the rock and roll lifestyle. There we go. Right, we're going to take another tune from you now. 5 minutes. Tell us a bit about this one.
Oh, you know what? I'm a huge fan of a guy called Justin Tubb. He had a father called Ernest Tubb, who's a legend within traditional country music. He has the Ernest Tubb Record Shop in Nashville, Tennessee, which will steal your money if you go there. A great old shop, but he had a son who is not known as well as his father, but I absolutely adore him. Justin Tubb is just one of my favorites, and this is a song I heard by him, and I just had to do it.
Hannah, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing the music, and we look forward to seeing you Friday night at the Dog and Doublet in Wolverhampton down on North Street.
Cool.
Cheers. See you then. Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
On the hour, every hour on the hour, 5 minutes of the latest blues. Thinking about you all day long would drive me to despair. Missing you each minute would be more than I could bear. So I turn your memory on and off inside my mind, and just miss you a little at a time. 5 minutes on the hour, every hour on the hour, 5 minutes set aside for missing you. 5 minutes on the hour, every hour on the hour, 5 minutes of the latest blues. It's not as easy as it seems, your memory's so alive, and I find it hard forgetting you the other 55. So I keep busy doing things to occupy my mind, and just miss you 5 minutes at a time. 5 minutes on the hour, every hour on the hour,
with 5 minutes here on the Milk Bar. Doreen has been gracing the silver screen around the Midlands, and now she comes to a DVD player near you too. To tell us more, her creator, David Tristram, hello.
Hello there.
How are you doing? I'm all right, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you as well.
Good stuff. Right, what's going on then? Because Doreen is on DVD.
Yeah, well, we've done a series of screenings. We've done about a dozen screenings now across the West Midlands, and they were all fully sold out, and people loved it, and people have been asking me when it's going to be out on DVD because they want to fill their Christmas stockings up with them. We've decided to finally relent as all the screenings are now coming to an end.
Well, quite a treat. I'm sure that there's a chance to see it on the big screen even later on next year. It was still going to prove popular. But if you do not watch it in the corner of your own home, you can have Doreen in your front room.
You can indeed, yes.
How much does that cost and how do you do it?
Well, it's about a tenner plus a bit of postage. And they're all available on the website, which is www.doreen.tv.
So, for those who are uninitiated, and I can't think there are that many, explain Doreen to us.
Well, Doreen was a spoof character I invented a couple of years ago, and she went viral on YouTube. And she's a sort of... She was a lovable benefits cheat, I think we can put it that way.
If ever there was a lovable one, it is Doreen. Who is that?
Yeah, people... That's the weird thing about Doreen. People do love her for all her faults. And so she went on to spawn a stage show or two, and the movie and a book as well. It proved very popular, and we've had some weird encounters with people. Like this weekend at Highbury, we had people who travelled especially down from Dumfries to come and watch the film. Can you believe that?
That is impressive. I bet they were annoyed when they found out it was on DVD.
Well, no, they actually bought one.
Better. Yeah. Plus, I suppose they wanted to meet you and Jill, a.k.a. Doreen themselves.
Yeah, well, it was good to see how the local accent went down with somebody from Dumfries. I understood it, so good.
That's what counts, I like it. So it's the latest in the Doreen franchise, empire, I think, to be fair. But what happens next? The DVD is there. Can we expect Doreen 2, the sequel?
Oh, it's a bit premature to decide on a sequel, but we are doing a Christmas show.
Oh, that'd be good. So an actual show itself on stage?
Live stage show, videos and live Doreen on stage.
Yeah, so 3D, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because it's real.
That kicks off in around about the 12th of December, and we're doing about half a dozen shows around the West Midlands.
And again, all of that on Doreen.tv?
All on the same website, yes.
Brilliant. Well, if you want to get yourself a copy of that, well worth it. You'll giggle all the way through Christmas, well into the new year. And all I can say is you'll probably need to control your bladder functions. With the amount of food and drink you consume, laughing so much at Doreen is not going to be good for you.
Not at all.
There we go. I'm not sure.
Sponsorship from Tenor Lady, I think.
Yes, that's probably the way it's going to work. But David, always good to speak to you. Any other projects we need to know about? Because you have many characters in your repertoire.
The Christmas show is taking all my time at the moment, so I'll have a look at that again in the new year.
So check a date or two on the website, get yourself along and have a fantastic time at Christmas.
And there's a special show coming up in the new year, in summer next year. We're doing the Grand Theatre with Doreen.
Oh, that'd be absolutely brilliant.
That's special.
Yeah.
That's a 1,200-seater auditorium, so that should be really nice.
She won't know what's it over there, will she? But there we go.
Oh, I'm sure she'll grow into it.
That's the way. Dave, always good speaking to you. Thanks again. And have a fantastic Christmas and New Year. I need to start adding that greeting to my guests now, I feel. But there we go.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
See you soon. Ciao for now.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
It's about time we had a little listen to some of the cast and rehearsals for White Christmas, South Staff's musical theatre production at the Grand from the 1st through to the 5th of December. Here is Simon singing the title track from the show.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your day and may all your Christmases
Simon singing White Christmas from the show, which is at the Grand from the 1st through to the 5th of December. Lewis Johnson's been raising funds for Compton Hospice for quite a while now, and he's joined us in the studio to tell us more. Lewis, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good to hear it. And also, Mother is here as well, Teresa. Hello.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. You've got something to put up with here, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
charity worker extraordinaire. And how old are you?
9.
And you're doing well already. So we'll talk a little bit about what you're doing at the moment for Compton a little bit later on, because also we want to try and get Grace from Compton on the line as well to have a chat with her too. But first of all, when did you first start supporting Compton Hospice?
4 years ago.
So you were only 5 when you started raising money?
Yeah.
And what caused you to be interested in the work of Compton?
Since I was 2, my nan had cancer.
So she spent some time in Compton?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Nan has passed away now, but with the care that Compton showed her, she had a much happier time towards the end than she would have done otherwise, yeah?
Yeah.
So you thank them for everything they did for your Nan by the fundraising you do for them?
Yeah.
And what sort of things have you done over these? Because I've seen you with a scrapbook. Where's the scrapbook? How many pictures have we got in here? Because this is from... when did this start? This has got... when you're age 5 and 6?
Yeah.
And you did a walk for Bernardo's to Dudley's and Bantock Park then. So you with some greyhounds when you met up with them. Yeah. So tell us a bit about the greyhounds.
I sponsored 4 greyhounds at the RGT, Retired Greyhound Trust.
And you look after them?
Yeah.
And then in here we've got your first annual memory walk for Compton in 2012. So that's 3 years ago on that one. And what was it like doing the walk?
Good.
So you went all the way around the park?
Yeah.
How much did you raise then?
Ooh.
Looking over to Mum.
Yeah, I think that was about 200, I think.
So a couple of £100 just to get you going when you first started doing this sort of thing. And as we go through this, all the other memory walks that you've done, you've got certificates and letters thanking you for the support. And by the looks of things, you took part in the colour blast.
Yeah.
That was very messy because I was down there in the park for that one and it was a very, very paint-filled day. You couldn't see for the stuff, could you?
No.
And then we move on to you winning some prizes for your charity work as well.
Yeah.
What was your prize that you won recently?
I had a surprise party last day at term at school for all the charity work I did. Out of 2,000, I got into the top 5.
Well, well done for that. Absolutely brilliant. So there's lots in there. There's a few pages at the back of your scrapbook. I'm sure you'll be filling that up with more and more charity work soon. But as you say, you've been raising funds for Compton. And what is your favourite thing to do when you're raising money?
Mainly just knowing that it's going to a good cause and I'm not just doing it for the sake of it.
Now, well, what are you doing at the moment then?
I'm making Christmas cards for Compton Hospice.
And to talk a bit more about the Compton itself, we've got Grace Riston on the line now from Compton Hospice. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you, not bad. Hi, Lewis.
Hi.
Now, we've got one of your celebrity charity fundraisers in the studio here, haven't we?
I think he might be one of our most famous fundraisers to date, I think. He's certainly racking up the headlines. We're very, very proud of him.
It's doing very well and featuring a special Christmas fair this weekend, I believe.
Absolutely, yes. Lewis and Teresa, who have been a fantastic support for Compton Hospice, not just this year but for a number of years now, are going to be at our Christmas fair, which takes place this Sunday between 11 and 4 at our Cedars building on Compton Road West. So Lewis is going to be there selling his cards and a few other bits and bobs. We're going to have lots of different stalls as well, craft stalls, lots of Christmassy bits and pieces, some live entertainment, Santa's Grotto. It's all going to be great festive fun.
OK, and how do we find it? And is there a cost to getting in?
No, it's free to enter. Some activities there's a charge for. Obviously, we want to raise as much money for the hospice as possible. But if you just wanted to come and have a quick meander around and soak up the Christmas atmosphere, then you can do so free of charge.
And but, of course, Lewis will be there to sell you a Christmas card or two, won't you?
Yeah.
Where are the Christmas cards? I know we bought them in. We've got Mom here who's going to sort those out now. So I think I'm going to have to buy a Christmas card here, to be honest.
We've lost
the collecting box at the minute. There's loads in here. Now, how many of these have you made so far?
Nearly 200.
That's not bad going. And what different designs do you like? I've got one reindeer on here and lots of Merry Christmases. Oh, I like that one. There's a Christmas tree on the front of that one. That says for Nanny and Grandad. So you've got different ones for different members of the family as well?
Yeah.
I like that one. What's that one say on there? Ho, 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 from Father Christmas. Right, well, I like the look of him. How much ago are these cards?
£1 each or three for £2.50.
Right. Oh, okay, that one's good. In fact, they're all very, very good. Grace, have you seen these?
I have. They're fantastic, aren't they?
And have you bought some?
Oh, I'm putting my order in for Sunday.
Really?
I'm
you're doing that on Sunday?
The display are. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Louis's been such a fantastic support. I mean, I know he's done a number of our events. He's been a regular at our memory walk for a number of years now, but he goes above and beyond, especially for a little boy of his age, to want to do that, to keep raising money for the hospice. Well, not just the hospice, but lots of other deserving charities across Wolverhampton. It's fantastic.
And he's a blooming good card maker, I can tell you that much as well. They're very good. I'm not sure. I'm spoiled for choice here. I would try and find three, so I can spend £2.50. They're all very, very good. And Louis, what do you do when you come to put the ideas together? Do you get help from the rest of the family, or do you how do you work it?
I normally get help from my mum.
And so Mum, you must spend hours working on these with him.
Yes, but I'm not allowed to touch the front of them.
You have to do the insides, do you?
And the stamping at the back, the handmade by Louis Johnson.
Uh-huh.
I'm not allowed to touch. He's even designed his own Compton Hospice posters for Sunday.
Oh, very good. So, Grace, you've got those to look forward to. I've got to try and find some.
I know. I think we might be setting him up to be a future fundraiser here. He's got it all, hasn't he?
I think we've got a job for life.
Poster design, unstoppable.
He is. There we go. We've got the cash. That's going into the collection bucket there. But brilliant to know you're doing so much good work. And the other thing is, there's a bit of an appeal going out for more crafting materials, so you can make more cards, isn't there?
Yeah.
So Teresa, how do we get in touch if you've got something for Louis to be able to make more cards with?
On my Twitter.
Okay. What is your Twitter handle?
@ 04 Johnson, JOHNSON.
So @ 04 JOHNSON, @ 04 Johnson, and you can send a message that way. Just tweet at you if you've got something you can provide to help Louis when it comes to his card making. Now, what I thought we ought to do, because you're doing so well, I've got just off us on the programme a few bits and pieces of card making goodies for you there.
Aww.
So you can have those to take away with you.
Thank you.
No problem at all. So Mother gets handed the bag of stuff to work with.
Okay,
straight away. You've got to come up with some ideas for that little lot. But Grace, give us the details again of the event where Louis can be found this weekend.
Sunday the 29th of November at the Cedars on Compton Road West between 11 and 4. It's free entry, the Compton Hospice Christmas Market. Lots to see and do, festive food and drink, live entertainment, and rumour has it that Santa and his elves are going to be there as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. So, Louis, are you going to visit Santa and his elves?
Yeah.
That's good. So get yourself down there for that one. Grace, thank you for joining us. Good to speak to you as ever.
You're welcome.
And,
nice to speak to you too.
And we'll catch up with you soon, and I've got to try and get you on the end of the quiz, okay?
Oh, yes, I always look forward to that.
Yeah, so we'll put your name down for that one. We'll sort the dates out fairly soon. But we'll see you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
And Louis and Teresa, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, once more, what is the Twitter address if someone has got some goodies to donate?
@ 04 Johnson.
And just drop a quick note and say hello from there. Well, thanks both for turning up. Louis, keep up the good work. You've done a blooming good job of it already, and we expect more from you in future, OK?
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Back to the rehearsals for White Christmas now, and this time one of the ladies sings for us.
Just hadn't a chance, and I'm through.
Don't forget, you can see White Christmas at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from the 1st through to the 5th of December. If you want tickets, you'll have to book them quickly. 01902 429212 is the box office number, or grandtheatre.co.uk, the website. There's loads going on in the Gattis community space, all put together by the Gattis Gardeners, chief of which, I'm not entirely sure whether you're the Queen of the Green Fingers or what, it's Maria Billington. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good stuff.
Director, call me director.
Director, Queen of Green Fingers. Anyway, how it works in my head and how it works in reality are two different things. You know me long enough to know that. So, director of Gattis Gardeners, and you've got a Christmas craft fair taking place on Saturday, haven't you?
Yes, we have. This coming Saturday, 11 o'clock. We've got a few craft tables. We've got the cafe open with lots of cake. The playground will be open, yeah. Playgrounds will be open for people, families to come and play as well. Generally a chance to come and have a look at the site.
So if you don't really know about this, I don't know about it really from talking to you. I haven't had a chance to get down there yet. But it's a community space, and there's people from the whole of the local area growing things.
We're growing all sorts of things. We're growing business.
Yeah.
We're growing volunteering opportunities. We've got a huge building. We've got a cafe space, and we've got a big outdoor space.
And it's been used to absolutely the max, from what I'm told.
Well, we're trying. We've got a lot of development work to do. So we've got structures that need rebuilding, areas that need tidying up, and growing beds made.
And do the funds from the craft fair all go towards helping the development of the site?
Basically, any money that we raise on site for anything goes into the upkeep of the building and the site itself.
And through all these opportunities for people, you're actually helping to grow the community. And who are you actually serving, and how do people get involved?
Right, well, we're serving the whole of Whitmarines, the whole of Wolverhampton. Anybody who wants to come and use the site can come and use it. It's not just for children anymore. It's for families, young, old, alike, anybody. Anybody thinks they've got a use for it, come and tell us about it.
And you'll find a way of trying to fit them in if it all fits in with your guidelines?
If we can fit everything in, yeah. We're coming to a point now where there's lots of people working with us, and we're actually getting quite busy, so which is good.
But if you want to see a bit more of that, you need to go along to, say, to the Christmas Craft Fair. That's this Saturday between 11 and 3 o'clock in the Gattis Community Space. How do people find you?
There's various ways of finding us. If you actually Google us on Google Maps, Gattis Community Space, it will give you a nice pin on our spot. We're also, to find out more about what's going on, we've got a Gattis Community Space Facebook page. We've also got some videos, Gattis Gardeners on YouTube. If you're really desperate, you can always drop me an email at gattisgardeners@gmail.com.
So gattisgardeners@gmail.com. Gattis is G-A-T-I-S. And where does Gattis come from?
G-A-T-I-S, yeah. Where does the name come from?
Yeah.
That's a really interesting question. We don't know.
So if somebody knows where the name came from, let you know that as well.
But it might be Gattis.
Yeah.
I've heard people locally call it Gattis. We call it Gattis.
It's all in the name. But the important thing is there's loads of stuff going on there. In fact, there's even more things. Because on the 5th of December, you've got a couple of more events.
Yes. 5th of December, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we've got a litter pick. Mm-hmm. So that's a community litter pick where people come along and they can borrow a high-vis jacket and a litter picker and so on. And we pick litter in the local area. And then from 12 till 3, we've got the local home education group holding their own craft fair.
So lots going on. And
lots going on.
And the best bit is it's all a bit of community spirit as well, which I think we often seem to be lacking. But Wolverhampton, of all the places in the UK, I think does its best to get behind and get everyone together.
I think we're actually quite lucky. We've got quite a good community ethos in this city. It's just we're in little pockets and we need to join up more.
Yeah. Well, there is a chance to do it. This Saturday, as you say, the craft fair, all in aid of the Gattis project down there. And, of course, the two events taking place the following week, the litter pick and more craft than you can shake a stick at again then. So Gattis Community Space on Facebook. And your email address again, please, Maria?
It's gattisgardeners@gmail.com.
Maria Billington, thank you so much for joining us. Good to talk to you again. And we look forward to seeing some of your work down there fairly soon.
Great, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll have more next week here on The Milk Bar with episode 336. See you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.